Saudi Arabia saying it's cutting ties with Iran. Iranian diplomats now have 48 hours to get out of the country. This follows a firestorm of protests against Saudi Arabia after the Saudis executed 47 people accused of terrorism, and among those executed, a prominent Shiite cleric, Nimr al-Nimr. The Saudi diplomats are already being evacuated from Iran after the embassy was stormed. Senior international correspondent Frederick Pleitgen joining me now with more on what you know. Frederick, this is a very delicate situation.
Well, delicate situation and certainly a very surprising twist in all of this that was going on since late Saturday. The Saudis today coming out and announcing, as you said, that they're severing all ties, accusing Iran of undermining Saudi Arabia's security. It was the Saudi foreign minister who came out and said that Saudi Arabia, quote, would not allow Iran to undermine Saudi Arabia's security. Of course, they're speaking about that incident that we're seeing on our screens right now, where protesters in Iran stormed into the Saudi embassy in Tehran late on Saturday night, at least setting some rooms on fire. The Saudis say that they had asked the Iranians to protect that embassy. They claim that that did not happen. The Iranians, for their part today, at least to a certain extent, in somewhat of a damage control mode, when the President Hassan Rouhani, while condemning the killing of that Shiite cleric, did come out and say that storming the embassy